the sponsorship of FFA. I'm here with Cameron Aguiar, the regional manager for Merck Animal Health. Now, Cameron, tell me about why you support the FFA organization.
So I support the FFA organization differently than the company does, but I follow the company mission. I support it locally in the state of California and regionally in the West. I also work with Merck Animal Health on the team of employees to support the National FFA here at the National FFA Convention in our silver sponsorship.
Now, with Merck Animal Health, what do you support at the National FFA level?
Yeah, so we sponsor the opening session, the lanyards that everybody's wearing that has Merck Animal Health on it, the keynote speaker. We also support numerous proficiency awards through our sponsorship, as well as the CDE for livestock judging and dairy judging. We have now acquired AllFlex and all of its technologies, and they are in support of the dairy judging and the CDE for dairy judging.
But the cool thing is that you help with the National FFA Speak Egg Ambassador Program. It's critical that you help with your advocacy efforts. Tell me more about how much that means to you.
Yeah, Merck spends a lot of time on our advocacy portion and where we're going with direction of ag, innovation, sustainability, all of those keywords that you hear. But the Speak Ag Ambassadors have been a great voice for us. We've hosted them at our offices to do numerous meetings throughout the years. And then we've also sponsored the WLC conference in D.C. All of these sponsorships and partnerships just go to show our support to the National FFA and the future of our youth and our agriculture.
Why is advocacy so important at Merck Animal Health?
Yeah, advocacy is important at Merck Animal Health for a lot of reasons, because ag advocacy is not pigeonholed into just animals or just plants. It's in the proponent of the future in technology, in research and development, in new ideas, not just products, and new livestock intelligence, which is one of our names to our AllFlex team that talks about just pure technology and improving efficiencies on the farm.
So now, when you're looking for future employees, what do you really look for? And is that what an FFA member prides in?
Everything Merck is looking for is really what FFA drives in all of its members. FFA members usually shine in our interviews, usually stand out just from their speaking ability. They're able to communicate some of the core career values they've learned in FFA, even if they just showed an animal or they just had a pet. Or they just worked in the floriculture department. They all come up with these core values that FFA instills that really shine in an interview. And when I interview candidates, I can always pick out the ones that were FFA students going through high school.
Now, transitioning back, we're in person for the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo. What are some conversations you're looking forward to having throughout this week?
Yeah, so it's amazing just to be back and seeing all the smiling faces and the blue jackets. The power of the blue jackets can only be felt if you're here. Growing up as a student in FFA, I didn't realize how big it was until I got my American FFA degree. And I went to my first time going was to my American FFA degree in Kansas City back in 1996. And seeing all the blue jackets then, which now it's doubled in size or tripled, it really shows the strength of FFA and the National FFA and all the local FFAs coming together. The thing I'm most excited about is just seeing all the blue jackets and being able to converse and share some of the new things that Merck has, and then also the new opportunities Merck has for these kids, and then also to give them socks.
I love that. So now, do you feel just as empowered to be involved in FFA when you were a member back a few years ago than you do now? Do you feel just as empowered?
Yeah, so empowered is a great word. My team that's here, or our team that's here, they enjoy coming to this. And this is one of the one trade shows that we look forward to. And we don't even call it trade shows. We call it an opportunity to discuss what's going on at Merck with the youth of America. So yes, I do feel empowered. I do feel delighted and also fortunate that Merck would pay me to come here and be a part of this.
That was Cameron Aguiar, the regional manager for Merck Animal Health. Grateful to sponsor the National FFA organization. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.